Control number 7. Control over your time. Rich Dad said, "One of your greatest assets is time. One of the reasons most people do not become rich is simply because they do not make good use of their time." In 1974, I began working at the Xerox Corporation in downtown Honolulu. I chose the Xerox Corporation because the company had an excellent sales training program. Rich Dad recommended I learn to sell if I was going to become an entrepreneur in the B Quadrant. He said, "The number one skill of a business owner is the ability to sell. When I find a business that is struggling financially, it is often because the owner cannot sell." But by mid-1975, I was on probation with the Honolulu branch of Xerox. The reason was simply because I could not sell. My shyness and fear of rejection had me at the bottom of the list of new sales trainees. If my sales performance did not come up, I was going to be fired. Again, I turned to Rich Dad for advice. Rich Dad reminded me of one of his core philosophies. After listening to my tale of woe, my poor sales performance, and my fear of rejection, he said, "So what are you going to do about it? How many times do I have to remind you that you do not get rich at work? How many times do I have to remind you that you get rich in your spare time?" A few weeks later, after leaving my office at Xerox, I walked up the street to a nonprofit charity and sat on their phone bank dialing for dollars. The reason I did this was to gain more sales experience, faster. 3 to 5 nights a week, I would make 10 to 30 phone sales pitches a night, asking people to donate money to this worthy cause. In a 3-hour period, I was making as many sales presentations as I was making in a month pounding the streets for Xerox. In other words, I was getting rich faster. I was getting rich because I was gaining a skill that would enrich my life forever. By late 1975, I was no longer on probation at Xerox. My sales were improving, and so was my income. By 1976, I was one of the top sales reps. Today, I'm financially free because of what I did in my spare time rather than what I did at work. Today, if you are working hard on somebody else's arc, you may want to set aside some spare time to build your own arc. People often say to me, "I love my work. I love what I do." To those statements, I reply, "Congratulations. Loving what you do is very important." Yet silently, I ask this question: is what you love doing providing everything you need? Many people love their work, but their work will not provide for their long-term needs. For example, Kim and I have a friend who is a great interior designer, and her husband is an executive in a manufacturing company. They both love their work, both make a lot of money, but neither of them has anything to fall back on. When they asked for advice, one of the first questions I asked them was, "How much can you sell your job for?" "Nothing," said the husband, "absolutely nothing. What do you suggest?" "Well, how about investing time to work for yourself? Why not work just as hard to make yourself rich as you do working to make someone else rich?" Today, it is no longer enough to be professionally competent. We all need to be professionally and financially competent. Earlier, I wrote that many people today are investing, but very few are becoming investors. The couple I just mentioned fell into that category. After the market crash in March of 2000, they realized that they might be better off becoming investors rather than trusting their money to people they hoped and prayed were investors. The couple attended some of the courses RichDad.com offers. Their comments after leaving the courses were, "I cannot believe how fast a person can make money from his or her investments. Why would anyone want to take the risk of having his or her mutual funds wiped out in a market crash? Why not learn how to make money when the market is going up as well as coming down?" RichDad.com offers seminars for business owners and investors. I mention this because the comment most people have after leaving the courses is what they learned about how fast money could be made. The point is that you can gain more control over your time if your money can work at a higher rate of return. For example, many participants in our stock options classes are shocked to find out how relatively simple it is to trade options. Participants in our real estate classes find out how relatively simple it is to use your banker's money rather than your own money to generate 50% or more in returns per year. Rich Dad taught his son and me that if you can increase the velocity of your money, you can gain valuable time. For example, if you earn 5% per year on your investment, it takes you approximately 20 years to get your initial investment back. If your money earns 50% per year, you get your investment back in 2 years. If you can earn 100% per month, You get your money back in 1 month or 12 times a year. These returns are possible with the appropriate financial investment education. In other words, a small investment in your financial education can gain you massive amounts of financial time.